there is nothing we can accomplish. Belong protects people and your things that matter most.
Support for today's football game coverage has been made possible by Credit Concepts. Credit Concepts with two K's in the name. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson, and we want to thank Credit Concepts for supporting Friday Night Under the Lights all year long, and especially today's football game. The Bernard Blackwell All-Star Football Game, featuring players from the north and the south of Mississippi. Thank you, Credit Concepts with two K's in the name. We look forward to a 2019 season. Get your school on the network now.
Hey guys, this is my friend Barry.
Hi. Unlimited data, Barry?
Ring number one in customer service by J.D. Power, Barry.
Let me take your coat, you little award winner, you.
Actually, that's my fur. Oh, be careful of the man's fur.
You know I'd love to be there. It's just super far.
This isn't that far.
We have unlimited data. We can chat all we want. I'm comfy.
But it's like 10 feet.
Like I said, super far.
Malones are competitive people. Come from a deep line with my father. There were nine in his family, and they had to fight for everything they had.
My dad didn't allow us to have any quit in us. I mean, everything we did, we pushed hard. This isn't a job to us. It's our passion. We were bred to do this.
Another evening of Friday Night Under the Lights, George Broadstreet, Reed Vance. We'll have Joel Norris here in just a few moments, joining us here from the Mississippi Coaches Association media room here in Clinton, broadcasting on Mississippi Public Radio around the state, talking about high school football and all the things going on Friday Night Under the Lights. First of all, we're going to talk, before we get to Joel, we wanted to invite on Will Watson. Will is just a great partner here on Friday Night Under the Lights. Will helps us with all our score sheets, our schedules, so many different things. And Will, just to, before we get to what you primarily want to talk about, I just wanted to thank you for all the work and trouble you've been to, because you know you're juggling a schedule that's changing up until almost the last moment. So tell us a little bit about what that's been like trying to put this together week in to week out.
Well, first of all, the real credit goes to Brandon Shields. I met Brandon probably about 10-15 years ago when I was the game statistician for the basketball championship. Very bright, very intelligent young man. I adore what he does, because only he could do what he can do. So he gets the real credit. I just kind of look at what he does, add a little twist to it, and the score sheet that you all get every Friday, that's what I come up with.
Yeah, there's no way to describe to anybody. Now, a lot of us work with spreadsheets all the time, but Will's spreadsheet is just... It is extraordinary the amount of information that you put in there, and something we appreciate. Let's talk about now, you know, what you wanted to come home for, and that is the JPS games. There's a couple of games that are highlighted on the schedule that are going to be played tomorrow, and I think they're in Memorial Stadium. But tell us a little bit about what's going to happen tomorrow in JPS football.
Well, I'm not quite sure if this is going to be an annual event, but coming up on tomorrow at Mississippi Veterans Memorial Stadium, it's called the JPS, or Jackson Public Schools Graduation Classic. And talking to JPS Athletic Director Darrell Jones, who just so happens to be my boss now, he was telling me that the purpose of this classic is to celebrate the return of Jackson Public Schools to playing football, because we did not get a chance to play last year.
Right.
We want to celebrate our scholar athletes here in the city of Jackson. As far as, you know, people think that Jackson is just a basketball school, basketball town, but in actuality it's not. Several kids from Jackson Public Schools have gone on to play major college football, and we've even had a few that have gone to the NFL as well. So coming up at 11 o'clock in the morning, it'll be Lanier and Proline, and then followed at 3 o'clock by Callaway and Murrah. Both these games will be JPS City rivalry, so it should be two pretty good games. Tickets are on sale for $12, but you can only, and they're for both games. So if you come to watch the first game, you can see the second game. But the only way you can get tickets is to go to gofan.co, that's C-O, not C-O-M. Because it's my understanding that gofan.co is only, the app is only available on the iPhone. So that's how you can come and see those games tomorrow. Again, starting at 11, Lanier and Provine, and then Callaway and Murrah will go at 3 o'clock.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be a good afternoon of football. I especially think, you know, the Callaway and Murrah, and that always used to be a real real hot rivalry. But what do you see in those two games?
Well, for Provine and Lanier, of course, mostly you all know I played many years ago. I won't tell my age. But,
no, we won't talk about that.
It's always been a heated rivalry.
Yeah.
One interesting note about this Lanier-Provine game, the last time Lanier beat Provine in football was 1987, so there's a 29-game winning streak, Provine over Lanier on the line in this game. Lanier is a much improved team. Coach Michael Crawford has been there, I think, this is his third or fourth year, and each year the Bulldogs have improved as far as their record.
Yeah.
People are starting to notice Lanier. So, and of course, Provine, you know the tradition, run the ball, play defense, been down the last couple of years. And a lot of people felt like last year was probably what would have been one of our best years if it had not have been for COVID. So Rams looking to get back in the win column after the loss last week. Of course, Callaway and Murrah, that rivalry goes all the way back to 1966 when Callaway came on the scene. Of course, Murrah goes back to 55. So those two always battle it out year in and year out, and we're looking for another good one tomorrow. So come on out tomorrow, because I don't think there are no colleges in the area that will be playing. I think everybody pretty much is out of state. So come on out to Memorial Stadium. and enjoy some good high school football.
All right, Will, thank you so much for that report, and we'll be talking to you on and off through the season, but thanks for filling us in on those two games tomorrow. We appreciate the information.
No problem. Y'all have a good night.
All right, you too. All right, well, we need to move on and talk about our Crazy Eights, the eight-man football. Joel, get started. Let's talk about games that were played tonight in eight-man football.
We're going to kick it off with Wilkinson County Christian against Benz Ford. They absolutely just took care of business tonight. 46-0, Wilkinson County Christian won. Newton County upsets Prentice 52-44. Sharkies Aquina got things rolling with their first win of the season. They won 40-6 against Deer Creek. Porter's Chapel had the highest score of the night. They won against Discovery Christian 70-6.
70-6?
70-6.
Not 76 to something. 72-6.
Yeah, 72-6.
Okay, all right.
Manchester Academy and Briarfield, the two defending champions, go head-to-head. Manchester pulls it out against Briarfield 25-14.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Collegiate Academy won their game against Kemper Academy 53-22.
Now, where is Christian Collegiate? You know where that's from? Where they were located?
I think they're in Gulfport.
Okay.
I think they're in Gulfport,
yeah. We'll clarify that, but I just was interested.
I think they're in Gulfport. Riverdale Academy knocks off Tallulah Academy, the two runner-up from last year, 38-34. Sacred Heart from Jackson, Tennessee, beats West Memphis Christian 44-18. And then DeSoto School beats North Sunflower Academy 56-50 in a high-scoring affair.
Yeah.
Purvis, yeah.
All right, we got Coach lined up.
Yeah, Coach lined up. We got Coach Blake Purvis from Porter's Chapel. Coach, you on? You there, Coach?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, hey, how are you? Congratulations on a big win tonight against Discovery Christian, 70-6. That's an impressive high score. Talk about the play tonight from a lot of your talent. You had Jace Riggs, who has had a good season so far. Willie Rogers. Talk about all those players and how well they played tonight.
Well, Jace has done a real good job for us for the first 3 weeks of the season. He's played really well, throwing the ball well for us. He had three touchdown passes tonight and another one rushing. So he stepped up in a big way for us. Willie Rogers has been a staple for us the first 3 weeks as well. He had a knee injury last year, so he only played 2.5 games last year. So getting him back has been huge for us. He actually completed a pass tonight as quarterback. He had a receiving touchdown as well and a couple long runs. And then one of the more uncommon things tonight, we had a player, Tyler Washington, who actually threw for a touchdown, ran for a touchdown, and received for a touchdown. So he pulled off a trifecta tonight. So we had two different quarterbacks throw for touchdowns and just a, you know, overall a lot of production out of our offense.
Coach, this is your first year in eight-man football after, you know, so many years in 11-man. Talk about the differences just between the two. Coaching, playing, and just the whole shebang.
Well, I mean, there's differences in coaching and in schemes and everything like that. But you know, at the end of the day, it's still football. You still got to block. You still got to tackle. You still got to execute whatever scheme you're running. So you know, the similarities are a lot greater than what it seems sometimes. You still got to do the things, the fundamental things. And play well. Winning in the trenches on both sides of the ball is still just as big of a deal as it is in 11-man. If you can control the line of scrimmage, you have a chance to be successful. And so that's been, you know, kind of the normal part of it. The odd thing or the different thing is, I mean, eight-man is an athlete's game. There's a lot more space on the field, and you get athletes the ball in space and let them go make plays.
Coach, we're running out of time. Thank you for joining us here on Friday night Under the Lights.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach, for being with us. And again, that coach from Forest Chapel, his name?
Blake Purvis.
We appreciate him being here tonight. And we're going to take a break here and be back with our final segment on Friday Night Under the Lights.
Every day at Malone, we exist to improve our community, embracing technology, empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Hey guys, this is my friend Barry.
Hi.
Unlimited data, Barry?
Ring number one in customer service by J.D. Power, Barry.
Let me take your coat, you little award winner, you.
Actually, that's my fur. Oh, be careful of the man's fur.
Malones are competitive people. Come from a deep line with my father. There were nine in his family, and they had to fight for everything they had.
My dad didn't allow us to have any quit in us. I mean, everything we did, we pushed hard. This isn't a job to us, it's our passion. We were bred to do this.
You know I'd love to be there. It's just super far.
This isn't that far.
We have unlimited data. We can chat all we want. I'm comfy.
But it's like 10 feet.
Like I said, super far.
Support for today's football game coverage has been made possible by Credit Concepts. Credit Concepts with two K's in the name. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson, and we want to thank Credit Concepts for supporting Friday Night Under the Lights all year long, and especially today's football game. The Bernard Blackwell All-Star Football Game, featuring players from the north and the south of Mississippi. Thank you, Credit Concepts with two K's in the name. We look forward to a 2019 season.
Friday Night Under the Lights, our final segment of the evening. It's been a very brisk 2 hours, but we wanted to hold Joel over and let him finish his report on the eight-man football. We got a little bit off our schedule, but Joel, we've given the scores, and we talked to the coach from Porter's Chapel.
Yeah.
But give us the rest of your report. What you're gonna tell us about?
Our impact players of the week. I was trying to get another one, but I couldn't get that one, so I only have one. But Andrew Sessions, quarterback from Wilkinson County Christian, he had a great night. He had four carries, 117 yards with two rushing touchdowns, and he was 9 for 12 passing with 205 yards and two touchdowns. Our previews for next week, we have some great games on Prairie View versus Franklin Academy, and we have Riverdale Academy versus Briarfield Academy, and we also have Porter's Chapel going up against Claiborne Academy next week.
Yeah, and again, remind us the Porter's Chapel coach that you talked to.
Blake Purvis.
Yep. Good report from Blake, and good information. They won handily tonight over their opponent, but Anything else to finish up your report there?
That's about it. That's all I have. Porter's Chapel had a great night, and
yeah,
I think they're the top team for this week.
Any surprises in that? There was the matchup there. I think it was Manchester and
Briarfield.
Yeah, because they were like champions last year.
Both of them were champions last year. I didn't really think it was a huge surprise. I think the most surprising, I guess, for tonight would probably be Newton Academy against Prentice Christian.
Okay, and Newton Academy
won 52-44 over Prentice. So I think that's the most surprising.
Okay. Joel, thank you. Thank you. Crazy Egg segment. We appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. And he's handing his headset back over to Reed, and we're going to finish up these last few minutes. Reed, you took a little break there, but we heard from Will and we heard from Joel, and we'll just kind of, I guess, just finish up. We'll give you some scores of some games.
Sure.
Some games that we haven't mentioned in a while. Poplarville defeated Biloxi tonight 24-14. Madison Central defeated Brandon 42-19. Germantown defeated Lake Charles Collegiate 40-26. Was the final there. Let's see, it was D'Iberville beating Petal 48-26. That was a game of some significance. Lake Cormorant over DeSoto Central 32-15. It was Gaucher defeating Pascagoula 52-41. South Jones edged Forest Hill 21-18. It was Grenada beating Pontotoc 24-19. Escambia from Pensacola, Florida defeated Gulfport 35-28 was the final there. It was Ocean Springs winning their second game of the year. They defeated Hattiesburg 43-8. Ripley shut out Holly Springs 62-0. Tomorrow, of course, Picayune will host Jefferson Davis County. It was Lafayette over Horn Lake 38-7. Lawrence County over Lumberton 12-6. Lewisburg beat by Helia 45-14. Mendenhall over McGee 31-0. Meridian over Northeast Lauderdale 49-21. Neshoba Central beat West Lauderdale 21-14. West Jones over Northeast Jones 28-2. It was Clinton over Northwest Rankin 32-7. West Lowndes beat Okolona 28-12. Pearl over Ridgeland 50-13. St. Andrews over St. Patrick 17-16. St. Stanislaus beat Long Beach 35-25. Scott Central 34, Union 15. Oak Grove over Seminary 43-7. New Hope beat Shannon 34-0. Let's see, Columbus over South Haven 10-6. West Harrison 42, Southeast Lauderdale 6. Tupelo over Saltillo 41-6. Velma Jackson beat Yazoo County 43-6. There's a pattern here.
Yeah.
Warren Central beat Vicksburg 7-6. You got to score more than 6 points to win.
Usually you do.
Like.
Although we had one game tonight where you didn't.
No, that's true. That's true. I was at Boonville game. Central Hines defeated Emmett School 48-14. Centerville over Silva Bay 36-15. Copiah beat Pilahatchee 42-7. Indianola over Delta Streets 41-7. Jackson Prep shut out Greenville St. Joe 30-0. Leake Academy beat Starkville Academy 48-17. And let's see, that's pretty much the wrap on the scores that we had. A couple more. Purvis over Leake Central 53-20. Florence beat Richland 33-27.
You know who I have, but we haven't heard from in my two Friday nights filling in for us.
Who's
here?
That?
The mighty Canton Academy Panthers.
No,
we haven't heard. We haven't got not a score last week and not a score tonight.
Yeah. Well, you know, and to be honest with you, and I'm nothing against any particular school, but you know, it is you know, in the age that we live in today, it's pretty easy for anybody who's at the game to tweet out something,
yes,
and you can get a score. But sometimes you have a hard time.
I haven't found one. But,
yeah.
You know.
Well, technology is an interesting tool.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
That's, yes, just like the human body.
That's right.
To be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah. But, well, you know, this has been an interesting week three. Week four, I mean, we usually go through 4, 5, 6 weeks before we really get into district play specifically. But it's been a good week.
Well, one of the things that I've noticed the last couple of weeks is there seems to be, more so this year, and maybe this has been the pattern, and I just am not aware of it, but there seems to be more non-district matchups that are really good matchups than in years past.
Well, that and of course we had Ricky Neves from the High School Activities Association on real early, and he was right. I mean, you know, there wasn't as many COVID cancellations. Now, some of these cancellations were weather-related that nobody could have helped. But there were some good games that were not played tonight. I mean, like, even was scheduled to play Pedal. They didn't play. Germantown was scheduled to play Canton. They didn't play. Germantown played somebody else. But you could go down this list, and there were some pretty good matchups that unfortunately just didn't happen.
Yeah, and then there's some teams who are getting off to really tough starts. They're going to go over, and they're going to start district play, and it's a brand new season. It's like first three games weren't up there.
Well,
it didn't matter at all.
You know, one thing I noticed, we talked about Morton. I think Morton lost to, like, Harrison Central. I mean, Harrison Central is a big school.
Yeah.
Morton's not.
Yes.
I can't remember.
I think they're 3A.
3A?
2A or 3A.
Yeah, let me see. Let's see. This will tell me right here. They're 3A.
Yeah.
A 3A and a 6A is a big difference.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would think that Morton's, like a lot of other schools that are playing really tough non-district games, they may be preparing themselves for district play, and they'll be ready.
And you see it every year. You see those teams that have, you know, they're right at 500 with overall records, mm-hmm. some with losing records,
right.
overall records, but they get into the playoffs.
Right.
Because once you get to your district, and depending on how many teams you have in your district, I've looked at the configurations lately, but I know in the past there's been as few as 4 teams in a district. I don't know that that's the case anymore, but you can get into the playoffs simply by doing your job in your district games.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, it's been a fun couple of Friday nights filling in for us. By the way, before I have just a couple of minutes before we wrap this up, I want to pass along our condolences to the family of John Williams.
Yeah,
Coach
I'm glad
Williams,
you mentioned that.
Was the head coach at Mississippi College for many, many years. Had great success at Mississippi College. You and I both got to work with him and know him a little bit.
He
passed away last night, and 85 years old, and we just send our best to his family. He meant a lot to the Mississippi College community, and a lot of coaches in the state of Mississippi know Coach Williams and his family.
He was a tough guy. Let me tell you, way back in the day, back in, I think it's 89, when MC was in the Division II playoffs, and we went and played a game in St. Cloud, Minnesota, in, you know, late November, December. There's 6 inches of snow on the ground. It's like 32 degrees, and the people there were excited because it was a warm day. It was 32 degrees. And there's Coach Williams on the sideline in a short sleeve shirt. And he just told those guys, look, you know, we're not going to let the weather beat us.
That's right.
And he went out there in a short sleeve shirt and coached the whole ball game. And I remember I had a cup of coffee on the windowsill, and I didn't touch it for a while, and I went and the thing was frozen solid. And I thought, you know, there's Coach Williams out there in a short sleeve shirt, but he didn't let the weather beat us, and we won the ball game.
And you know, if I'm not mistaken, that year, that was that in that time only 16 teams made the Division II playoffs, and the Choctaws were the 16th seed.
Yeah, last team in.
And they went up, and that was the number one seed, that St. Cloud State team.
Yeah.
And they went up there and beat them, and then beat a couple others along the way.
And beat Jacksonville State in the championship. So that was a lot of fun, and he was a good coach, and he was from Mississippi, and he coached high school football in a lot of different places. A really
really fine gentleman, and he'll certainly be missed.
George has been fun filling in for Russ. Russ will be back next Friday night, and we invite you to join us once again on Mississippi Public Broadcasting across the state. Thanks to our producer, Chris Saxton, our MPB producer, Jason Klein, back in the studio. For George Bronstreet, I'm Reed Vance, saying thanks for listening to Friday Night Under the Lights. We'll see you next Friday night.
I started at 23 with nothing but me.